This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. My name, as usual, is Leonard Sands.
And my name, as usual, is Debbie Deal.
And today we have an exciting, wonderful, transformative guest in the studio. But before we get to this, guess who's going to probably transform the lives of persons in the listening audience by the amount of exciting, technology-driven aerospace design conversations she's going to have. I want to go into a short observation that I have, I consistently make about our country. Now, I live inside Coral Harbor area. I've lived in Coral Harbor area for about 5-6 years. And it is amazing to me that since the Coral Harbor area is a part of when we had the general election, I'm sorry, the by-election just recently, Golden Isles constituency. Mm-hmm. It is amazing that there are some works going on in the area which has improved the water situation on the main Coral Harbor Boulevard Road. Mm-hmm. But to achieve that, I don't think they considered what the backs of the person's property now look like. From the back of the person's property that faces the road, you now almost have, at one point, a 8 to 10 foot drop from off the back of someone's property. Because that once was an elevated part
of a berm to give you some privacy.
Yeah, that no longer exists there. And so now, if you're just not paying attention, didn't remember that, you're walking, you come out the back gate, thank God they have like a fence in there. You come out there, you're talking to the phone, shoo, you're 20 foot down almost. Like, it's crazy. But anyhow, the water doesn't happen. But I think, I wondered if we really think about things properly before just giving slingshot decisions and getting to solutions. Because while solutions are important, like you was talking about on the outside, you got to talk about how do we get the solution? How do we maintain the solution? They scraped all the grass. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. It was already a green area, you know this well.
Yeah.
Scraped all the grass, put limestone fill and all the thing back and grading and all that. I just hope they replace the grass again because it was grassy before they touched it. I jogged there 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. There's nothing on the side of grass now. It's interesting.
But in that area.
I'm closing the book on it, but it's interesting.
In that area, they put in piping, right?
No. They just dig a retention pond that's about now. But
oh, I understand.
Yeah.
So when there's flooding, there's an area for it to,
go
yes.
into. Yeah,
okay.
So it's not.
I've seen that done in a few locations.
Of course. It's not a bad concept. Mm-hmm. But I thought that they needed to really consult the neighborhood property first because, again, out of your back, out of your back porch, you got a drop now that didn't exist before. You could just walk straight out your back porch. And it did have a slope going down. But now it stopped because they cut. And you just have to drop. So, anyhow, that's me for the day with that. So today's show, we're going to attempt to do technology. Now, I say attempt because the reality of the situation is we're not really technically advanced. You know, I remember whole conversations we talked back and forth. And shout out to my good Toastmaster buddy, Delmaro Duncombe, who is one of the senior managers, I think director of something at
Fusion.
BTC. No, BTC, oh. Yes.
Oh.
They're doing as best as they can. Mm-hmm. But in this technology space, we are very limited with technology.
Yeah.
And so this conversation today, hopefully, is going to inspire more persons to join this community.
Yes.
Of people who are seeking to change the Bahamas in the way we do business, lead technology, and XYZ. And just to go back to this, why I say we're not that savvy. Mm-hmm. Any platform that relies on the internet is fragile because the internet works sometime here, mm-hmm. sometimes it don't work. Mm-hmm. The stations that rely on the power to run the backup generators, to run the Ethernet cable, whatever it is, it doesn't mm-hmm. work all the time. I could have a phone conversation with you and then 2 minutes later I try to get you, I can't get you. You could be trying to get me all day and I'm saying my phone never rang, you said, but I was calling you 10 times. So we still have some issues.
We had a meeting with BBSQ on tourism on Tuesday, and we couldn't get through on the phone lines, and we couldn't get into the meeting because the power was off out there. And so basically, we didn't find out until like an hour and a half later that they had no power.
They had no power.
And that's why, because they couldn't tell, I don't know why they didn't call us on our cell phone and let us know, because we were on the, we still all went
on
our,
Zoom, on your cell phone. But anyway. So these challenges exist.
Yeah.
But today in our studio, mm-hmm. we can get past the challenges because then mm-hmm. I just remember that it still is the Bahamas, you know. We have 52 going to be this year, 52?
I think so.
And it's interesting when you think of 52 as a country, mm-hmm. different from 52 as an individual. By 52, they kind of figure out a lot of things out. Mm-hmm. Somehow at 52, the Bahamas is like 12. I swear it's like 12.
Yeah.
We still hold hands with our parents to make sure we cross the road and don't get knocked down by a car. We're 12.
Even though it's only 52 years as a country, as an independent country, it was still a country before that. It was governed by another country.
Yeah.
You know.
And it had some pluses and minuses to that. Too.
Yeah.
But we won't focus on that. We just finished Majority Rule Day, and the majority is still not ruling because the minority is the people in parliament that rule. So I don't. They call it majority rule, but are you in parliament?
Please God, don't ever let me do that.
Are you in parliament?
No.
Okay, I'm not in parliament. Chris isn't in parliament. None of us in this building is in parliament. That's at least mm-hmm. 30 years, 40 years here. So it can't be the majority of us ruling. It's really that's something we say. Yeah. Anyway, today our guest in the studio was going to segue us into a more less hostile territory. I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself to the Bahamas and tell them why they need to be a part of what you got going on.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm definitely very excited to be here. So my name is Kenyoka Gibson. I am the founder of Nexus Exchange Venture, which is an online digital community for decision makers and entrepreneurs across all of the islands and Keys, of course. It's a community where you can come, share your ideas, ask for help from feedback from peers, persons who may have, say, 50 years experience within an industry, or persons who may be new to innovation because they just visited, say, China or Africa where they're doing some new stuff. So we want persons to contribute to the community, share knowledge. We're all about breaking down silos and breaking down just closed networks. It's an open network for anyone who can join. It's completely free. The space allows for a lot of flexibility. We offer monthly workshops or webinars or engagement activities because, again, it is a network. So we want persons to meet with Mr. Sands, meet with a Kin Yoga. Very young, but it's a pleasure to be here just to listen to your conversation and just learn so much. And this 10 minutes, I learned about the pressure pipe. I learned about, you know what? I learned so much.
I did warn you. I said that it's just a nice, easy conversation.
Yes.
That's all we do. And it always works out great.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give us an example of
a typical engagement that someone who doesn't know anything about the community, mm-hmm. they stumble across the website, they stumble across the Facebook page, and tell us what is going to happen. So they have a question. We put it inside, what is it?
It's a space, the industry spaces. So this is where it's something like a Facebook page where mm-hmm. you can see the different status updates. You can see what's going on within your industry. You can see if someone posted a picture and say, hey, I noticed this is construction industry. I have an issue with this. And someone senior or someone experienced would be like, okay, well, you need to do this, that, or the next. It's peer-led. It's definitely uplifting. It's more we help each other out. People before profit, definitely. And again, we just want to build a community where we can depend on one another and not be, oh, well, I'm from Kid Island, so I only help no Kid Island people. Or in Nassau, I'm a city boy, or I'm a city girl. So, and it expands from just construction industry. We have the entertainment industry, the blockchain industry. We have a general member directory. So even if you want to meet with someone who is on another island before you go to the island, you can just search it up because the profile allows you to put your name, your company, your location, if you have a valid business license, because some people don't, but they're trying on their process of getting it. So mm-hmm. you really want to know who you're dealing with, essentially, and decide if you want to network. And when you join the community, you have that option. What are you really here to do in the community? Are you here to network? Are you here to engage? Are you here to just learn about procurement opportunities? Because we are encouraging those persons who have the opportunity to subcontract mm-hmm. For local business owners to, again, post those contracts. It's not in a closed group. So anyone who has the ability to have staff on a different island or even travel to do the work, they can do that.
So do you have categories like engineers, architects, contractors, sports, trainers? I'm trying to think of everything.
Yes.
Doctors, nurses, clinics.
We do have tags.
How do you do it?
So we have tags. With every post, if it's specific to engineers, then mm-hmm. you tag engineers. If it's specific to, say, blue economy, then you'll type in blue economy.
Oh, gotcha.
And that is a growing list. Mm-hmm. So again, once you do a general search and you type in, say, everything in a construction, mm-hmm. anything with a hashtag or the tag construction will show up to you. Okay. And then you'll be able to filter.
Gotcha.
I want to jump in here and ask a question. I'm on the website, and I'm reading this Community Advantage, Connect with Businesses on Every Island from Grand Bahama to Anagua, develop relationships with B2B owners, managers, XYZ, right?
Yes.
And I know what is the intent, but I'll tell you what it's been the human experience.
Yes.
People don't answer your questions, you know, at all sometime. You get annoyed. And we have a lot of persons who contact the Contractor Association, and we try as best as I can.
Yes.
We can answer questions, and we refer people to the other persons who then don't answer that question.
Right.
So how is this community different? Is there an engagement responsibility for our community members?
Yes, it's a part of our community guidelines where we really want you to engage and respond to other members positively, of course, and to enhance or develop, nothing demeaning or to tear down or negative. Mm-hmm. Again, it's peer-to-peer led, so we want to make sure that, you know, it's just moving upwards and never mm-hmm. downwards. We don't want to go all the way around a mulberry bush for the answer, you know, mm-hmm. go to this ministry, then that ministry, da, 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 da. No, this is what I did, and this is what proved successful to me. This is what was responsive, and this wasn't responsive, even though this is a channel.
So it's kind of a more advanced Buy Nothing Bahamas, right? The Facebook page, Buy Nothing Bahamas. You can't sell anything on it. Mm-hmm. You can ask questions.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. You can ask, does anybody know who does upholstery work? Or does anybody know where I can get a tutor for my child mm-hmm. in math? Or, you know what I mean?
Right.
That kind of thing. But that is a simpler mama's market kind of thing. You're doing an advanced type of thing like that. That's what I'm understanding. Yes?
Yes. And it's not for general consumers. Again, it's very business focused. Mm-hmm. So business owners, entrepreneurs, okay. philanthropists, those are our target audience market.
Okay.
Yes. Because, again, we have, I think, $1 billion economy, if not more. And we have a lot of educated, a lot of advanced professionals who can do the jobs.
$11 billion.
Mm. Thank you for correcting me.
Mm-hmm. You just forgot the other one.
You're close, though. You had the one right. Yeah, construction is almost $2 billion of the 11.
Wow. Yeah. You see? And then we want to expose our local business owners to these opportunities mm-hmm. That are on the different islands or the different keys. And then we also would like to encourage partnerships. So you may have some equipment that mm-hmm. the other person needs to execute a job, but you need to find out. So you can type it inside the chat. Does anyone have this type of equipment? And this one can say, yes, I do. And then you also have the ability to direct message persons within the community who are members. And again, all of the members have their own profiles, so you can see their contact information, mm-hmm. if they put up their social media, etc., if they have a business license mm-hmm. or not. And then again, this helps to build upon what we already have.
A business license just means going down and paying $150 and filling out a form, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
It's
I'm
not.
Just saying.
No, it, no,
so
I agree with you.
For somebody who says, well, they're working towards it. I mean, working towards it means filling out a form.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I get it. But now we inside the tax area of business licenses, mm-hmm. Which means that every deal, mm-hmm. you're applying for your business license, but they mm-hmm. also want you to know and tell us, and this is where your community comes into, what is going to be your turnover next year?
Zero.
What's going to be your turnover next
no.
year? Because you have to pay on that. And so I want to be able to reach out to somebody who's already did that process
right.
and say, you know what, listen, I just said zero, it worked out well, I didn't get audited, mm-hmm. and I got my business license. Because that's what, it's a hit or miss for us in the construction community. Mm-hmm. I know persons who got the business license mm-hmm. renewed easily.
Right.
I know persons who haven't got the business license for 2025.
Right.
And now you ask them a question for 2026. You know, it's crazy. So this is the reality. So mm-hmm. one of the things I'm asking you, mm-hmm. is this going to give participants in the community the real deal? Because we don't want the fake stuff. Yeah. I don't want to know what don't work. Tell me that this works. Because if I try and it doesn't work the way you said, I'm like, well, you're gassing me. What's happening?
But then don't forget, this is why it's a peer-to-peer community. It's not a, say, a formal structure of a NGO or some type of organization that has to go through certain regulations, so to speak. It's a free community. Again, where you can express yourselves respectively, of course, and say, okay, hey, this is what works. This isn't what works. Again, it's peer-to-peer, so you're developing that relationship with that person, whether on the same island or whether they're in the same industry or another industry. So it's not an opportunity to gaslight, for a lack of better words, but to be very honest and upfront, like what we need. Like this conversation we was having from when we were downstairs, mm-hmm. I learned so much just because we're being very honest with mm-hmm. one another.
Yeah.
So this is something that our community provides, a digital space. You can be on the boat once you catch an internet or once you have data, and you could be like, hey, this thing broke. Is there an emergency contact in Meguana?
Azra.
Right.
Yeah.
And then whoever's mm-hmm. online, they can say, yes, call this number, or do you want me to reach out?
And
that can be done.
And that's interesting. That's interesting. So I see on the website, mm-hmm. talk with the professional Rotodex. I think that's mm-hmm. a great mm-hmm. thing. How did that come about? Talk to us about that. Because in the construction community, the BCA is the contractor's Rotodex.
Right.
Donna calls all the time. Leonard, can you answer this? Someone wants to know who does this. I go to our membership business, I send them the contact.
Right.
So we have contractors right. Rolodex.
Right.
Debbie will call, hey, you know, I need a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Call the guy.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage on iron. So yes. I see mm-hmm. the similarities in terms of our community, which is a construction community.
Right.
But only generally people related in construction, yes. consulting, architects, engineers, still inside the body right. of building, constructing, something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talked about your community is wider. I yes. mean, you're talking about wider technology, mm-hmm. Any type of business.
Yes.
That's a bigger network.
Yeah. So let's take, for example, the Contractors Association. Mm-hmm. You decide, okay, we're gonna decide to build our brand even bigger. Mm-hmm. We'll get more international recognition mm-hmm. and be a part of the region, so forth and so forth. I don't know mm-hmm. all you have. but you can go into, say, the marketing or the professional services industry and say, hey, I'm looking for a marketing agency that can provide X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here who can provide those services? Mm-hmm. And then people would respond. They okay. could, and then they could directly message you and
message.
Say,
mm-hmm.
hey, this is my website. Are you looking for a specific package? Do you have a specific budget? Mm-hmm. We're all about quick response, honest feedback, honest mm-hmm. information. And then we're looking to say, hey, I know you're looking for this, but... someone in the construction industry could be like, okay, yeah, we decided we wanted to grow our brand as well, mm-hmm. but this is what we found to be successful. Good luck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We found more POV videos. We found more podcasts. It was mm-hmm. really good. We found more graphic images or how to do images.
And do you
really
block
good.
Persons that don't follow your rules?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes,
I like that.
I do too.
I like the
you don't
block.
Want anybody like that if they're giving up bad advice or
I like
they're,
the
or
block.
They're, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we do have,
we have to do that.
Privacy policy in mm-hmm. terms and conditions mm-hmm. That you must agree to when you sign up, mm-hmm. and all of that is covered in there because we want to protect our members as well.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, just as a general question, not related to your community.
Mm-hmm.
So you answer this off the top of your head.
Okay.
Do you feel mm-hmm. like this product, this community that you founded, was necessary largely because in our country, we gatekeep a lot?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Short answer.
That's yes. a short answer, yes.
Because, honestly, I've had a lot of opportunities to travel throughout the different islands and just to see the experience and knowledge of someone who is, you know, a few decades older than mm-hmm. me, but I know my colleagues who are in the same boat as me, same mm-hmm. Industry, trying to grow up businesses, they could benefit from the information.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But again, only because I was there mm-hmm. in that moment, I was able
to
get it.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. and that's a lot of what we think about too,
mm-hmm.
when we have our seminars and when we have our
luncheons.
Mm-hmm. We're just trying to expose this interesting knowledge that we come across.
Right.
That mm-hmm. people say, hey, we got this great presentation
mm-hmm.
and we want to go to most people as possible for them to benefit because right. in the BCA, we firmly believe that if we have more knowledgeable contractors,
right.
the clients get more knowledgeable contractors.
Right.
There's more technology-driven decisions made in construction that mm-hmm. everyone benefits from
and yes.
in the community. I mean,
yeah.
it just flows out from
yeah.
that. Let me ask you a question now. How do you promote this
mm-hmm.
to everyone? I know we're on the show. We're right. talking about it. But how does the online promotion of this work to attract people to join the community?
So, you know, we're in a very particular market here in the Bahamas. Like, we know about things,
yeah.
But once it's like, okay, you could learn or it's too much mental exercise, sometimes we shy away from it. So one thing about the community is that we're making it very simple, very, very simple. You can just log in with your Google. Most persons already have Google, or you mm-hmm. can sign in through the platform.
Google? I got an iPhone. Y'all discriminating against my iPhone.
I'm a Google girl.
Yes.
I'm not wealthy like him. I don't have an iPhone.
You
yeah.
can use, or you can just sign up directly on the website. Mm-hmm. So it's very simple. You fill in your profile. There are only a few mandatory sections. So again, you're only exposing yourself, or you're mm-hmm. only going to go as far or as much as you're willing to really engage in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But we are a community-based people. We love to be around each other, our people, our group. So the way that the way that we're promoting it is, of course, on social media, because that's where most of us live, especially Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and our WhatsApp chats. You see, you can't forward too much because they've been forwarded too many times before or what's not. So we're definitely capitalizing on those channels and then collaborating with established organizations like yourself. So we appreciate what your association does, and we just want to help your members even become more intertwined with other areas that could help to benefit. Because, again, we want the Contractors Association to develop year over year. We want the members to have skills to make it more competitive. So no one is lowballing another person. So, you know, it's wavering the industry.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the silos that exist.
Yes.
In construction. Let me tell you the silos exist.
And see there's tons of silos.
The contractors.
Right.
The architects. Yes. Engineers. The financial institution, which is the banks.
Yes.
The appraisers.
Right.
Who worked for the banks, vetting everything.
Right.
The lawyers.
Those four lawyers. They're on the tail end, but still the lawyers.
Right.
But those four people in that chain, which are integral to any project.
Yes.
Don't talk to each other.
Yes. But you know.
Don't talk to each other. No. Now, let me tell you the problem exists because of the silo culture. Debbie Deal has built this room.
Right.
100 times.
Right.
Debbie Deal knows this room cost $5,000. The appraiser sits behind his desk all day and appraises values of things. He thinks, yeah, I can get this room built for $3,000. Debbie knows it's five.
Right.
Verifiable. Thinks it's three. The bank
goes with the appraiser.
Believes that this guy knows more than this person who's done it 100 times.
Right.
Down to the dollar.
Right.
And then the client is on the back end, loves Debbie.
Right.
Got to follow the bank's instruction because they're the one lending the money. Debbie's over here and saying, I tell you what, when y'all find the next $2,000 so we can get the $5,000, y'all call me.
Right.
Because I'm not going to do this.
Right.
So what you will end up happening, which is true every day in construction, we believe there are more persons who qualify for a mortgage but are turned down for that same mortgage they qualify for at the point of the silo between the builder and the appraiser in the buying process. And Debbie and I have spoken to this many, many times before on the show. I've estimated about $7.5 million worth of work last year. And at least six of those projects, I would not move from my number because I know the number what I gave was real.
Correct.
And it'll get it done.
Correct. Yeah.
The appraiser's number was not a real number to me to get it done.
Correct.
And I would not cause that person to have the headache because when I fail, we both fail here.
Right.
And so it stopped. So I'm talking projects that are $1 million.
Right.
And that can't be done for $850,000. I don't care. Yeah. What kind of magic do you think you know? It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Right, right.
And so our community, this big community over here, contractors, this community over here, appraisers, that community over here, architects, engineers, that community, bankers, that community, lawyers. I'm hopeful that this community can bring all these communities together because I can tell you, we're all siloed.
Yes.
We're not talking.
Yes.
We should be.
Yes.
And what ends up happening is the customer will take the $3,000, which is the, that's what the bank says it's
they
worth.
Could get,
they can do it for, and they will say, well, the bank is telling me this, it's got to be right. And then they can't finish the job. And then they can't pay their mortgage because they can't finish the job. Where are they going to get the money from?
Right.
That happens all the time.
Oh, wow.
And that's so not fair.
Yeah.
It's not.
And we can't, and I'll tell you what, if I tell you it's going to cost me $100 to do something, it's going to cost me $100 to do something.
Right.
And if somebody says, well, could you do it for $75, I would say no.
Right. Unless I can't do it for $75.
Unless it's the client that I have that I've been working for like a zillion years.
Right.
I would do it for them for free.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going to change my price because I know that, good example, I gave a quote, I think 2 weeks before Christmas, to do a project with and included sheetrock, tracks, and studs. sheetrock was like $18, $19 a sheet, went up to
$29.
Dollars a sheet. The studs were, which were $8 or $9 and like $10 for the tracks or whatever, they went up to like some ridiculous thing like $19 or something.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So automatically, what I quoted where the materials was like $2,000
right.
has gone up to like $35,000, almost
$4,000. Wow.
I can't. I might as well stay home and bake cookies. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. But I've already given the quote. So what do you do in a situation like that? People don't understand that we're not in control of what those persons sell their goods for.
Correct.
And they bring in goods, and all of a sudden the freight and duties more money, and they just bump it up, and we just are the ones that have to pay it. But we have no opportunity to go back unless we write on our quote. Good for 10 days or whatever.
Five days or
whatever. Yes.
And so let me give you how that your community works. So your Nexus community works this way. So if someone said, I'm starting a project today.
Yes.
And I want to know the current price of sheetrock today.
Right.
Because I got a quote that said a guy could give me sheetrock for $11.
Right. Wow.
They send
in real life?
That's what someone says. That's what someone says, hypothetically. Oh. And then Debbie's in the community. The person asks, I want to start a project today, and I want to get some sheetrock. Someone says it's $11. What's the price of sheetrock? Debbie jumps in and says, yeah, that $11 doesn't exist.
Right.
Sheetrock is $29.90-something for sheet.
Right.
All of a sudden, before they start, they already know, okay.
Right.
Pause.
Let's look into it.
And that's so, what I want to know is that so responsive interaction is in the community?
Yes, because the community, you get alerts as well. So someone, you can
set... That's a question drop.
Yes.
Everyone sees it?
Yes, if they have alerts.
Or industry-specific sees it.
Yes, so you could filter your notifications to say what you want to be made aware of versus what you don't want to be made aware of. Mm-hmm. If you get a direct message, do you want to know about it? Or at the end of the day, do you want to check it? Do you want to know if someone is posting in the construction group? Or do you want to know if someone's posting in the investment and blockchain group?
Mm-hmm.
You can set your different notifications. Mm-hmm. So you will get it just like on your WhatsApp messages.
How you get notifications.
You get your notifications down. You also get email recap for the week in case, God forbid, you weren't able to check the community. This is what happened, and this is what you missed. And then you can then say, oh, this is interesting. Click on it, and then you can see a whole thread of the conversation that has happened. Mm. So, again, we are using first world technology.
It sounds so.
The technology that we are using is a leading technology that many of the major communities in the United States use. If persons are into coding, they would know about Code Academy. We're using the same platform as them. With some other notable ones. There's a few others that are escaping me right now. But again, we want to be on top of it. We want to give our members the advantage of being able to quickly respond to save posts. So you could always go back and see what you save. And then we're also having an engaging community where it's like a leaderboard, gamification. So the more you interact, the more points you get, and then the more free merchandise you get from Nexus, which is pretty quality.
Speak
good
about
stuff.
That free merchandise. What are we talking about here?
Debbie
and I are interested in free merchandise.
So, you start off small. You start off small, and the more you interact, you get bigger stuff. You get discounts on anything that does come into a charge in the future, and then you get a discount on that. We're also hosting a business retreat later on in the year. We're looking.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, we're looking for sponsors and partners, but it's unlike what is happening now, where you still have to pay $100 for a ticket or $125 for a session. We want to be free for all of our members. So once you sign up for membership to the NEF community, you can come out. You can learn from top persons within industry, local or international. And it's all going to be covered by our partnerships and sponsorships because, again, we're into breaking silos. We're into connecting persons from different islands and keys and just advancing the Bahamas.
I would like to do this. I would sign up, right? I would like to sign up. Just so I could ask this one question.
Okay.
How do I get the president of the Clearing Banks Association to respond to an email from the BCA? And if someone could give me the answer to that question, that'd be absolutely fantastic. And it'd be worth the fee. Because we've been trying to get into that silo for 12 months. For all this year. And on the other end of it, All my friends are the appraisers and adjusters who they use. And they're not prepared. They just reformed their association. But they're not prepared to come and talk about how historically we get in this place where this appraiser says cost this. This another appraiser thinks it costs that. This other guy thinks it. And we need consistency in the mm-hmm. construction market, because when you don't have consistency, mm-hmm. it creates confusion and it skews the real cost of things. Mm-hmm. Like Debbie said, if I know sheetrock is $29.99 and that's in my spreadsheet.
Right.
Now, I'm a little different. I try to have the most recent pricing in my spreadsheet. So when I give you a quote,
right,
that's good. I done made the call.
Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought 2 weeks before Christmas and the week after New Year's mm-hmm. that it would have gone up.
Exactly.
I never would have thought.
Right.
But guess what, Debbie? I did a quote before, and just an experience. I did a quote where I did my quote. Mm-hmm. I called appraiser QS to check it. Mm-hmm. And what I found is when he told me, I gave him some information, and I said, yeah, I came up with this. What did you come up with? I came up with this. I said, how do you get that? I said, well, what's your square foot cost for this? I said, dude.
Price change.
We've not been using that price for about 10 years.
Wow.
That's changed about 14 times.
Wow.
So that's what I believe is happening in the industry too. These guys have not refreshed their data. Mm. And you know who they need to have conversations with to get the most current data? The people who build things every day. And right. I often say it on the show. We build things every day.
Right.
The persons who are appraisers and adjusters don't build anything. Mm-hmm. We build every day. Mm-hmm. So if you ask, you generally put us in the community, mm-hmm. I go around the room, I'll bet money on it. How much the cost of block is? Everyone hand go up.
Right.
How much the cost of sheet drop? Everyone hand go up. And they'll have the right number.
Right.
Because they interface with that every day.
Right.
I ask the appraisers same questions.
Right. Have no idea.
I guarantee none of them get it right. Mm.
But if you go to Canada or the States and you're doing a project, if you call three different appraisers and that you get three different prices, there's no way that those persons would be in the industry for long, because they can't. They wouldn't be able to be.
Because it has
they
to
have,
be. Yeah.
They have to be. You know, you have to abide by laws.
Yeah. Oh yeah, in those countries. Yeah.
Yeah. We have laws, but you have to abide by a law. You can't just go ahead and just say whatever you want to say and then just tell everybody, well, that's too bad. That's what it is.
Right.
No, that's not too bad. It's not what it is.
Right.
You know.
Yes. But I mean, definitely that this community is here for mm-hmm. to bridge the gap between, because don't forget, not everyone is going to be engaged, typing and responding. Some persons are just going to be there to see what is happening.
Yeah.
So even if some appraisers or whomever else gives the quotes, mm-hmm. They're in the community, they can see, well, Leonard just say this was $29. I mean, using this number from 10 years ago, I need to update it. So they may not respond, but now they're making themselves better. They're making it better for the industry.
But even caterers, you know, like if you're doing functions on a regular mm-hmm. basis and you need caterers, right?
Right.
You know, what I do is I just go and call people that I know that have used caterers on Correct. A regular basis to find out who they use, right?
Yes.
But I mean, if you were to find out that, you know, the top caterers in that would do, like, say, educational things, right?
Right.
Like maybe at the Gladstone Road building where they do a lot of courses and stuff.
Right.
And then you find that some people are like catering at, like, let's say 50 people for $2,000, and some are doing 50 for $1,000, and then
right.
somebody else comes in at $5,000. It just doesn't. It doesn't work.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
All you do is basically. You would never even have to worry about asking questions on there anymore, because you just have to say, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, how could these people do it for this and this? Because we're all shopping at the same stores,
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Our labor is the same. We're right. all in. We're all entrepreneurs. We're in our own business. We're not working for somebody else.
Right.
And then one person is three times more than anybody else.
Right.
Well, that person would have to go work for the rich people.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on our first break. So I want our listening audience to join in this conversation and be a part of this show. So when we come back after this break, we're going to give out the phone numbers and we'll be back mm-hmm. after this.
We'll give our sponsors out too. Yes.
Thank you.
know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the outhouses.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas!
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates, as little as 5% down for first-time buyers, and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
Tired of fixing those roof leaks over and over again? Paint Suppliers has the answer for you. Now you can fix it once and for all with Total Roof, a 100% silicone roof coating applied with just one coat. It will seal out all your roof leaks, is mildew resistant, easy to apply in just one coat, and makes your roof surface temperature up to 75 degrees cooler. It's guaranteed for 50 years and can be applied to virtually any roof. The amazing Total Roof, only at Paint Suppliers in the Jolly Roger Building at number 130 Shirley Street. Total Roof, the last roof coating you'll ever need.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
In years following independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has carried out our mandate of expanding and diversifying the nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama in the north to Inagua in the south. Our clients come from all sectors of domestic industry. We are proud to support local manufacturing, technology, agricultural projects, and creative works that draw from our native heritage. We will continue to finance inter-island transport from the mailboats of yesterday to the ships of the future. Let us power the possibilities of the new economy together. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website at www.bdb.gov.bs to complete your application today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian 96.9 FM, having a very wonderful conversation about these groups and these communities, and I like community. Community seems like we're all a part of the same thing. I want to give out the phone number so we could all join into this conversation. We got 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. And our Guardian text line, powered by BTC, is 422-4796.
Thank you. And again, we are a nonprofit company, association, yeah. Sorry. And this is not the Debbie and Leonard show. Mm-hmm. This is the Bahamian Contractors Association show. We just happen to be the two that right now are here talking and passing on all the information that we get to know, right?
Yes.
And we're very grateful for all the persons over the last year and a half who have sponsored us on this show and made it possible for us to keep coming back week after week after mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. And our sponsors this week are ART Development, Bahamas Safety Solutions, Sherwin-Williams Bahamas, and Paint Suppliers. So thank you so much mm-hmm. for keeping us on the radio. We so appreciate you.
Yes. Now, getting back into this conversation, you know what finds interesting about this?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you recognize that there's a gap,
mm-hmm.
and you're proactive enough to try to fill the gap.
Mm-hmm.
How has that response been for this community? I mean, talk to us from day one. I had this brilliant idea. I think I want to do this, and then you do this. Tell us about that.
So it's definitely not an idea that I had, say, last year. I've had this idea for a very long time. But being exposed to different cultures and different ways of doing things, I wanted to offer my people
mm-hmm.
nothing but the best. So that was me attempting several times and learning a lot of lessons as to what is okay, what is not okay, what is the right way to do it. What software is needed, how is it going to integrate? Because, again, we want to keep it as simple as possible for mm-hmm. our members. We wanted to make it as comfortable as we can for anyone who is inside the community. My husband, my mother probably can attest to this. But I always said, okay, it's so many great persons that, you know, my dad knows or my husband knows, and they've had so much experience, and I'm just sitting in awe, like, you know so much. But I do know that there are some other persons who don't know, or persons who are looking for projects, but you're right here and they're over there and you just don't know about each other. So, or great partnerships would be like, oh, well, I need help in this area, but I can't find a good partner. I can't find someone else who can complement to the services that I do. So for a while, it bothered me, but I was very proactive in looking for the solution. I launched one or two items, and I learned a lot from it. So this community, again, mm-hmm. is where we have one of the best technologies that major multi-million-dollar organizations are using stateside in the United States. It is something that is used on modern phones. You can get text messages, email messages. But again, at the core of it all is community. It is us finding out opportunities. I've always been about just unlocking new opportunities for any and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's creating relationships with organizations that incline to businesses. So I hope I'm not putting anyone on blast, but I know Battery and Tire,
mm-hmm.
You know, they offer special discounts mm-hmm. for special members. And mm-hmm. I think it's like NRG, they offer special discounts. So even within our community, we're working on those partnerships mm-hmm. to offer those various types of discounts or incentives for our community members. And we're even asking our community members to offer some type of incentive for their other members.
So how we've talked about this for at least half an hour now.
Yes.
But we've never talked about what is the name of your company? How do people contact you? How do we, you know, give us some information.
Yes,
you know.
I appreciate that. so definitely everyone should go to www.nevconnects.com.
Spell it.
NevConnects.com.
Okay. It's simple as that way than the first way you told me.
Right.
Yes. And then once you're on it, you get to learn about all the advantages of becoming a member. Again, it's completely free. And then once you're ready, there are several buttons throughout the page. You can just click to become a member, and then you're going to be redirected to that software, that community. That is, again, you can sign up with your Google, you can sign up with your email, and then create your profile, add your picture. And then, again, if you see an opportunity, you can post it. If you have a question, you can post it. It is a growing community nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So it may not be as, you know, binging mm-hmm. every second like mm-hmm. a hot WhatsApp group.
Is it something like I don't belong to LinkedIn anymore, but, I mean, is it kind of like a LinkedIn, sort of? I don't know.
To me, LinkedIn is where we put our best face mm-hmm. up there.
Not so much the real face.
Not so much the real thing.
I don't know, because I joined it probably 25 years ago or whenever it started.
Right.
But I never went on it.
Right.
So...
Yeah, and then okay. LinkedIn it has
but
a lot of
upcharge.
But are
you on Instagram and Facebook? And
yes,
all that
we're on Instagram, Facebook.
Do they do the same thing? Nev Connects is that?
Yes,
how they
Nev Connects, which stands for Nexus Exchange Venture. We're all about exchanging ideas, connection with synergy,
okay.
and then venture into new opportunities mm-hmm. And existing opportunities for anyone who's a part of it.
Okay. I like it.
I think it's a good idea.
Now my suggestion is that somehow we got to get the banks involved with this, mm-hmm. this relationship. They talk all day. They just don't talk to you. And then we got to get the real estate professionals connected with it because mm-hmm. they have their own exchange and they talk all day to their
Correct.
Colleagues mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then you got to get their praise. I find mm-hmm. that the appraisal community mm-hmm. is very obscure, mm-hmm. almost as obscure as the surveyors community. Now, We were lucky when we got a surveyor.
We were very lucky when we got
But they are obscure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are a critical part mm-hmm. of
Absolutely.
Everything in construction. You
Absolutely.
Can't do anything without first having a surveyor lay out a piece of land. You
right.
can't do
yeah.
anything.
Right.
So, again, I think this whole conversation today mm-hmm. has touched on these silos that can be connected
yes.
through mm-hmm. the Nev Connects
yes.
Community. And professionals of every discipline
yes.
are welcome to join it.
Yes.
And lend your expertise.
Yes.
Be available to ask questions and answer questions.
Yes.
So I totally yeah. support it. I think it's a brilliant thing.
And then when we yeah. look at it, we do have, for example, like you say, professionals. So we do have bankers that run a Facebook ad. Hey, mm-hmm. if you're looking for a business loan or whatever the case
mm-hmm.
may be.
They do that, yeah.
But they have to pay for those sponsored mm-hmm. ads versus if you come right in the community, you do it for free,
mm-hmm.
and then we can always post it, or if you want to sponsor the community for a month or a week, then we can have you on the cover banner, so mm-hmm. every time someone opens that community, they can see your information right
I
there.
Like
if you want to take advantage of our emailing list, then those who are subscribed will be receiving your email. So again, it's all about circulating the information, circulating. We have some great projects, construction projects on different parts of the islands, but if you don't know, if you don't have a person on the island to let you know, hey, this is coming up, you would never know.
No.
And you probably most likely have the tools or the persons to be able to execute it at the right rate
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all the things that needs to be done. So we just want to, again, not expose, that sounds so, mm-hmm. you know, negative.
Yeah,
but
negative.
We just mm-hmm. want to share. We mm-hmm. want to enlighten. We want to inform because, again, we're here to help one another.
So when you were talking about projects that are going all different places of the island, but
mm-hmm.
we might not know about them,
mm-hmm.
are these ones that would have gone out through the procurement process? Or are these ones that are private sector?
Both.
Okay.
Both. You know, persons on the island have the first understanding of what's really going to happen
mm-hmm.
before it's published, right? They can say, hey, I'm looking for someone who can do electrical work down here. Do you have some men you can send down? I want to put in a bid for this or whatever. And then that's where you start mm-hmm. to connect. You can start to develop those professional relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then that could birth some beautiful partnerships. So again, keep the money
circulating in the
local
community.
Commerce happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, so we started something that isn't what you're doing,
no,
but it's to do with our industry. So
yes.
The landfill, of course, is getting way too full mm-hmm. of demolition and that kind of stuff. Like just as an example, Spanish Wells just finished doing demolition of shanty towns,
mm-hmm.
right? That ends up going into a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Things need to. So what
mm-hmm.
we decided to do is we decided to do our own contractors buy and sell
okay.
Facebook page.
Okay.
Where if you are a member of the Bahamian Contractors Association,
mm-hmm.
you can post anything that you have in construction mm-hmm. that is for sale or a piece of equipment,
nice.
Whether it could be 10 blocks, it could be 5 sheets of sheetrock.
Yes.
Because basically what happens is most of us who don't have, are not huge builders that don't have warehouses and stuff,
right.
we end up storing stuff in our garage, yes. family room, backyard,
yes.
that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
By the time you try to get to it again, it's no good and
right.
then you throw it away. And also, people would just normally throw them away, but mm-hmm. if we could sell them,
yes.
then that would be a lot better.
Yes.
It would keep it out and it would circulate because a lot of persons that are building are doing it on a tiny, tiny budget. They
mm-hmm.
may be redoing an area of a house or something for an in-law or whatever.
Right.
And they want to keep it as simple as possible.
Right.
Well, we would be able to offer that service to them.
Right.
And then anybody can buy the stuff.
Right.
But you have to be a member to actually sell it.
Oh,
so
okay.
we just started this. We didn't mean to even announce it before Christmas because we wanted to start in January, but somebody mentioned it and all of a sudden. So we're just in the process now of getting everybody to actually start becoming a member.
Right.
So that we can start at the advertising thing and try to keep the landfill. We all have to do our part for the
yes.
environment.
Yes. Our corporate social responsibility is
yes.
is key. Sorry.
Yes, it sure is.
So we have a text message.
Okay.
And text reads, as a veteran banker myself, banks use approved independent appraisers because they are qualified to determine market value. I just want to put a point right there.
Mm-hmm.
Read what he says.
Market value.
Market value is not cost.
No.
And I've been saying this to my friends who are appraisers
mm-hmm.
and my friends who are bankers.
Mm-hmm.
We're having apples and oranges conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. I have a truck.
Mm-hmm.
My truck is valued at $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to make the truck?
Mm-hmm.
The MSRP list price of the truck
mm-hmm.
is $28,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same truck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see the conversation?
I see
yes.
the conversation.
I live in a house where Debbie is.
Right.
I can guarantee you Debbie's house is more than 5 times more valuable
right.
than what Debbie built the house for.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Easily.
Right.
So when someone comes
more
to you
that,
to build something,
mm-hmm.
they're not building something what is valued X.
Right.
They're building with something what cost Y.
Right.
And we cannot get, because we're having these siloed conversations,
mm-hmm.
these people to understand the difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big difference.
Right.
You could tell me my house is in Blair Estates.
Mm-hmm.
It's valued at this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, your house is in Blair Estate, but it still costs
right.
this.
Right.
We're having two different
conversations.
And until we get to be on the same page,
mm-hmm.
we're going to get this wrong every single time.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. let me give you an example of what then happens. All right. If you want it to be based on value, it's when the bubble happened.
Because
you were doing condos in Miami Beach
mm-hmm.
that were valued at $5
million, mm-hmm.
that cost $300,000. The bubble burst, and guess what? They couldn't get back for it. They
Nothing.
Couldn't get back $3 million, $5 million for it.
Right.
They were getting pennies on a dollar
right.
because they built it on value,
mm-hmm.
not cost.
Right. Location leaves the value.
Location leaves value.
Yes.
But location isn't what I take to the lumber store and come out with.
Right.
I come up with materials that has cost.
Right.
So everything we do
mm-hmm.
is costing. We walk around with calculators. We use our...
Oh, my gosh.
It's cost.
Right.
You determining the value of something
right.
is something you could do for determining whether your loan is covered with a spread. And I am not saying that's not a bad thing. I understand that. But what I often find is that even when we work the costs out,
mm-hmm.
their valuation is lower than our cost.
Mm.
That's why I have a challenge. How's
yeah.
that even possible?
Yeah.
Your valuation should always be higher than cost.
Yes.
And you know
always.
What? I don't call just one store to find out how much something's
no.
going to cost.
Right.
I call many.
Right.
I call the ones that I use on a regular basis.
Right.
And then those are the ones that I would get my price from, because there's no way I'm going to just call. Sometimes if I'm stuck, I will just go right to one store and I will buy it. And then later on, I'll call and I think, oh, crap.
And then you could have bought it for less.
Yes.
But let me.
But I mean, that's what this person is basically saying. The value of it, and how much I have to pay for it determines on, yeah. I need to take it to the site now. I can't wait for it to go down in price.
The value, though, is what helps the banks. And I want them to use value for one reason, though, to ensure that they have coverage if something goes awry. If something goes awry, your value should always be higher than what you want to pay for it. Okay? That's where the protection is for the bank. All right, for example, Debbie builds a house for a client. It cost Debbie $200,000, Debbie and the client. But it's valued at $300,000. The bank has $100,000 worth of equity, of coverage on the spread of the loan, that if they have to liquidate it, they're going to get their money back plus $100,000 based on value. Where I always challenge is that you're telling me your valuation. Your valuation is lower than the cost tells me there's something wrong with your formula. And I'll tell you what's wrong with the formula. We determine cost per square foot based on area in the negative. For example, if I tell you I'm building a house in Bayonetown, you're going to tell me that $50 a square foot. In reality, you can't build anything for $50 a square foot. But you're going to say that area is valued that, so you're going to drive down the cost. I'm going to tell you I'm building in Charlottesville. Oh, you're going to tell me that's $225 a square foot. It's the same material I use in Bayonetown, though. So all of a sudden, now I'm winning on the value end. So I tell people all the time, it's a two-way street with this. I don't do stuff that way. Because I know I'd lose every single time.
I never price by the square foot. I do it.
I do it. But the banks
do. Item by item by item. And at the end, because I do them in sections, I do in categories. I don't even know what the total is until I finish done.
That's the right way to do it.
And I add them all the way up and I go, oh, okay. I never know until it's all done.
But so this is just interesting conversation. I'm glad the text that information because it continues this conversation of what we need to right size the industry. And I'm glad that we had this conversation here because we need to right size the industry from the perspective of there's something not right and we need to get it right. Because right now everyone's talking about, and I'm going to say it here as the president of the Contractors Association, residential mortgages is stunted right now in our country. There's only the government is doing more residential mortgages than anyone else and building more product than anyone else. And the banks are running away from it because they keep getting in a situation where they need clients to qualify for more rather than let's have a conversation of what is the real cost and value of these projects. And until that matrix, until that number is fixed, the equation, the public will suffer. And I want to say that publicly, the public will suffer. Then the contractors will suffer because we have many contractors who don't have any work. They meet with clients. The clients can get a mortgage but can't afford to build a house because the valuation is lower than the cost. That has to fix. Anyway, we've had a really, really, really good time, and I want to give you the last minute to close out with and tell us
that's if
someone never heard.
Well, we have to talk about something else, too.
And then you can close out the last thing. So, Debbie, you go on our initiative that's happening in February.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I think anybody listening to us who have listened to us for a while know that we did a contractors construction course. Certification course.
Back in September.
And we had 60 persons that attended. It was very well received. Veritas was the actual company that actually did the training course, John Michael Clark. It was a great course. It was a three-day course. And we promised that we would do it in the Family Islands. And we were going to do it in Eleuthera in October, but there was just not enough time. So we are doing that in February. February 27th, is it?
February 26th or 28th.
Yes, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Awesome. In Eleuthera. It's going to be in where the Chamber of Commerce is.
Awesome.
And if you want to come from Nassau and go do the course, you've got One Eleuthera with the hotel there, so you could stay there. Because One Eleuthera is also going to be preparing the food and all that kind of stuff for the event.
Awesome.
So that is something that's very, very exciting that we're starting. And the flyer was supposed to be out now, but we'll get it out in the next couple of days.
Yes.
And we're really looking forward to people in Eleuthera are very excited about this because they can come from north, they can come from all over to take this course.
Yes.
And it's a certification course, not just a course. So even though we still don't have a board chosen, so we don't have licensed or registered contractors, once you take that course, you are certified.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so this is very exciting news for us.
It is.
And we said we would do Abaco and Grand Bahama. So we're excited about getting Eleuthera done.
That's beautiful.
And having the, you know, the input from everybody as to how it worked out.
Yes.
And then going from there, because we can't just be NASA.
Yes,
we
really
have to do like you guys do.
Yes.
We really have to make sure that we're doing everything we can for the Family Islands as well.
And I so appreciate that you all went to Eleuthera. I've met Ms. Audrey Tynes, who is the executive director. She is amazing. She really looks out for the Chamber of Commerce and her members.
Right.
They're very communicative. So I just love that you all are working with them, partnering with them to have this 3 days. I think that's great.
Yes.
The Chamber of Commerce is also very well respected down there. And there's a lot of construction happening in Eleuthera.
A very lot.
But you wouldn't know if you're not in Eleuthera.
No, I don't know anybody there.
That's part of
we need to get you to have these silos broken up, even with news.
Yes.
If you turn on the news, you'll see everything about NASA.
Right.
And I wonder how people survive in places like Makewana and Atkins. I don't see nothing happening except for they got some person's migrant smuggling.
Right.
But other than that, there got to be more than that happening in Inagua or Makewana or Crooked Island. Like, I don't get news of the Bahamas. I get news of Nassau, and I live in Nassau, so I kind of know the news because I could see it anywhere I go. I go on Facebook, but we really don't have. So even in our news situation, we don't have. It's still siloed.
Right.
What's happening inside Rumkey? Tell me what happened in Rumkey all of 2025. No one knows. Like, does Rumkey exist? Does the Berry Islands exist? Like, we don't talk about Family Islands.
We need to talk about them more. We need persons on the island to share with us, city folk. Or other island folk, what's happening?
The other island folk, we're not city
because
folk.
If we knew what was going on, I mean, we know that they have a new runway and Rumkey. I mean, that was built, not new, gosh, that's got to be, it's got to be 15, 20 years old now. But I mean, the time we were going there doing the tower base, we had to go land on grass.
Right.
Because that's all there was, right? So, but there's all these things. So, you know, once you realize that there really is a proper airport, because a lot of planes, charters wouldn't pick us up because they didn't want, you know, those little things that hang down the bottom of the of the wing, right? If those break off, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they'd say, oh, we're not going in there, you know.
Right.
But so now that you know that there's a real airport and stuff like that,
yes.
you know that you could actually do things like that.
Yes.
You know you'd be able to get not only charters, but maybe even regular airlines that would actually go there. And
yes,
do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So this has been a very exciting conversation.
Yes.
So you get the last word.
Oh, wow.
And make sure to give persons email, phone, and website. That's the most important three things.
Yes, yes. So before I even wrap up myself, thank you again for having me on the show. Like you said, it's a very engaging conversation. I learned a lot, and I'm definitely going to make sure I stay in contact with you all.
Awesome.
And make sure I'm going to send you a special invite link to the community.
Okay.
So again, you can contribute, you can respond, and we can help to break these silos. But Nexus Exchange Venture, a B2B community for anyone in the Bahamas, anyone interested in just uplifting and being a part of this $11 billion economy. It's a free community. You can just come and sign in online digital. You can go to www.nevconnects.com to learn more about us. And then you'll be directed, you can become a member and direct to the community. If you have questions, send us an email at info@navconnects.com. We do have a blockchain, a free webinar with some local experts about blockchain. That's cryptocurrency, that's CBDC, and then you can ask questions. How can you accept blockchain or use blockchain in your business? How you can improve your skills or find new ways to be paid with cryptocurrency and so forth. So join us, follow us on social media, and we're excited to have you to be a part of our community.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Debbie?
We're going to have a luncheon, too, at the last Wednesday of the month.
At the
Balmoral Club. So okay. If you want to come and listen to whatever speaker we're going to have
check
that
it. Come check yes. them out.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then you could meet some of the members and talk about what you're doing.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
This has been another exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. Let me say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, Bahamas. These ones could talk. Bit by bit, face it on drugs.
Since independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has been mandated to expand our nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies, from Grand Bahama to Inagua. Our clients come from all sectors of local industry, from manufacturing to agriculture to the creative industries to the mailboat that brings it all to you. We're looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website today to apply.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Zone. Unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
Tired of fixing those roof leaks over and over again? Paint Suppliers has the answer for you. Now you can fix it once and for all with Total Roof, a 100% silicone roof coating applied with just one coat. It will seal out all your roof leaks, is mildew resistant, easy to apply in just one coat, and makes your roof surface temperature up to 75 degrees cooler. It's guaranteed for 50 years and can be applied to virtually any roof. The amazing Total Roof, only at Paint Suppliers in the Jolly Roger building at number 130 Shirley Street. Total Roof, the last roof coating you'll ever need.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home. Not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about machinery and energy limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.